Good to be back with you. This is Steve Goss with Mara Davis, and with Mara is her mix of not-to-be-missed live music for the weekend. With Mara's Music Mix, what are we not missing this weekend?
Don't miss John Legend. There's so much to say about John Legend. He's really someone who I think is a very special and unique artist. Number one, he's really had to hustle. He just didn't become an overnight success. I remember back in the day when I worked next to the V103 studios and John Legend just going on interviews, playing his music. He really has experimented a lot, done a lot of work, obviously. Great piano player.
And he's at Chastain Park, and he is so big. I'm wondering if he's too big for that venue.
I think he is.
So fill up.
I think it'll be a great show. Obviously, All of Me is that huge hit. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. That's John Legend and Gallant at Chastain tonight. Moving on to Saturday night over at City Winery. Wow, talk about a double bill. I know this is what you're most excited for, Steve. For Brandi Clark and Charlie Worsham, they're playing City Winery. Talk about two incredible singer-songwriters. I mean, Brandi is, her 2016 album, Big Day in a Small Town, is another one of those albums talking about life in a small town. It is just, you know, full of nuggets about real people, single mothers, ballads that get under your skin, and Worsham, it's the same way. I mean, he's really, really personal.
I think Brandi Clark is probably, if not the greatest, one of the top three greatest country songwriters working today. She can turn a phrase, she can write catchy hooks, she's a great singer on her own. She's written great songs for everybody from Leanne Rimes to Reba McEntire, the band Perry, Casey Musgraves. And this is a show you don't want to miss. Dying for the way you used to kiss me. Heaven knows I only wish you well.
Oh, but love, yeah, love can go to hell. That's Brandi Clark and Charlie Worsham at City Winery Saturday night.
Let's get a little folky on Monday night. Terminal West, the Mountain Goats are performing. Actually, the Mountain Goats is the backup band for John Darnielle.
And they have a huge fan base and a new album out called Goths. And they are wildly popular, based in North Carolina. I think they're going to have a big night at Terminal West.
Yeah, and I think the Terminal West show will be like the release party because the album actually comes out today.
Well, you gotta rock out to their second single they released called "Rain in Soho," which is pretty great. And they've worked with the Nashville Symphony Chorus. I don't know why I felt like I have had a Southern accent on that.
You have to when you say Nashville, right?
That's the Mountain Goats at Terminal West on Monday night. On Tuesday night, Sigur Rós is coming to town. And I gotta tell you, I didn't know this much about this group because it is absolutely trippy and strange. They're from Iceland. So, you know, Björk isn't the only thing going for Iceland. Iceland actually is very hot. I know that didn't come out right, but a lot of people are traveling there.
I think Iceland's the new Omaha when it comes to music.
Definitely, yeah.
And unless you're from Iceland, don't expect to sing along to these songs because they're all in Icelandic or Valenska, which is a language that doesn't really have words. It's more vowels and oohs and ahs. And when I listen to Sigur Rós music, it sounds to me like it's a movie soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like I should be watching some sort of action over here because it's slow and it builds up and it does really get very intense.
That's Sigur Rós at The Fox on Tuesday night.